Good afternoon. We are studying Herb Fitch, the Mystical Tape Series. And when he was making these tapes, he would mail out one tape a month. And if you were lucky enough to have discovered him, every month you would receive a tape, and you could listen to it and then play it. If you had a tape group, a Herb Fitch tape group, you could take your little cassette player and your cassette over to your friend's house or over to a church, or some people had them in hotels, and you could listen to a Herb Fitch talk with an audience of spiritual students. And so we're studying this series of talks, and it says here, this is side 2, lesson 18. It says, it's talk number 5-2. It's the second side. He says, "My doctrine," said Jesus, "is not my own. If I speak of myself, I bear witness to a lie. Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That one is the living word." Now we know from John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And here, Mr. Fitch says, that one, which you can call good, is the living word. The living word has come a light unto the world. Whoever believeth in the word shall not abide in darkness. That word is the power of your being from on high, directing the image that walks this earth. As the branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in the living word, which has come that ye might have life, divine life, life more abundantly than you have ever known. And just as Jesus could say, "I can do nothing, the word of the Father within me doeth the works," so those who are dedicated to truth learn that their guide on the journey is the truth that God has planted in the midst of each of us. And to this truth, like Jesus and Moses and others, we become a transparency for Christ. Now, in our other talk today, which we made in the Consciousness Transform group, we spoke specifically about John's message that as many as received him, to them gave he power to behold, to become, to bear witness to God in action, to Christ. And so this is the same thing here that Herb is saying. We become a transparency for Christ. The Word of God, what is the Word of God? Well, you could say that that scripture we just quoted is the Word of God. Many people thump on their Bible and say that this is the entire Word of God and you better do this. But what is the Word of God? Is that the Word of God, every word in there? No, that's not the living Word of God. And maybe we should make that an adjective that we bring with it. The living, that one, he says, is the living Word. And so the living Word, what is the living Word? The Word that you know with your mind, that you read in the Bible, is that living? No, that's as dead as yesterday's newspaper. What's the living word? The living word is that which you receive when you have created an opening and have become receptive. You see, it won't just happen. You can't sit around and say, oh, God'll do it. Because God won't do it. And you can't do it. So God won't do it, and you can't do it. You're in a fix, aren't you? And yet, here we have Jesus Christ, the greatest transparency that the world has ever seen. And here we have Joel Goldsmith, perhaps a minor light, but still the greatest transparency that we've seen in our time. And here we have Herb Fitch. I think his understanding of Scripture is nothing short of phenomenal. And yet, if we can't do it and God won't do it, what are we supposed to, how do we get this living word? Herb says this is our opportunity and our responsibility. And if we throw it away, we die. If we accept it, the miracle of the living word leads us successfully through transformation of consciousness, transmutation of body, and transition into my Father's house of eternal life. That living word is now in God, and God is now in that living word. And this is the way to your eternal freedom. Yes, of mine own self I can do nothing. The miracle comes back into your life when you step aside, when you become a transparency for Christ. And then the living word does it all for you automatically. You see that? Do you see that? Now, that's what we spoke about for a little over an hour this morning. You can do nothing of yourself. And you know that. And if you don't know that, you're going to have to go out and hit your head against the bricks, bang it on the wall, until you recognize you can't heal a headache. And if you can't heal a headache, you sure certainly can't heal anything else. Well, then how is it done? Joel healed 300 cases of influenza a day. 300! How is that possible? Joel will tell you himself, I don't know how to heal. I don't know how God heals. He'll say it right outright. But there is something he does know. And that is when you or I create an opening, we close our eyes, we shut off the senses, we become silent. And silence is an absence of self. We become silent. There's no self there. There's no mind that's trying to know the truth or affirmations or denials. The mind knows now, or you know now, that the mind cannot do it. And so, the 6 days of labor are coming to an end. You're close now to the Sabbath, which is where you rest. Within yourself, you develop this attitude of receptivity, and you rest. Oh, sure, you can say, Father, speak, thy servant heareth. But the words aren't important. The attitude, having that attitude, creates an opening. You are receptive, and in your receptivity, you receive Him, the Word of God. And the Word of God is the Spirit of God. And when you receive that Word of God, you are given power. You are given spiritual illumination. Your consciousness is illumined. And you behold the Christ. You are a transparency for that illumined consciousness. You see? Simple, huh? Okay. That's why the living word is so important for this world. It's the only link between God and man, and every divine command has one secret purpose, and that is to move you into the invisible, to open and develop your soul faculties, to make you a transparency for living truth, so that you can individualize the perfect eternal qualities of God right here. That's wonderful. That's the whole thing right there. So, this living word is the link between God and you. And when it flows through you, suddenly you're a transparency for that living word to form itself as your experience. He calls it the mystical transmutation of the human sense of body to the eternal body of spirit. Now, in your book of Matthew 17, Christ Jesus gives you the most perfect example of being a transparency and beholding the transmutation of mortal man to immortal Christ that there has ever been. It's a perfect demonstration. And he takes three disciples up with him in higher consciousness, and they behold the Son of God. They behold the human sense of body translated into the eternal body of spirit. It's an incorporeal body of light, and they behold it. And you can behold it if you will practice the same principles that Herb is trying to give you here. Don't wait for Christ to be born. Christ already is born in you. Just open your soul. Yes, receptivity again and again and again and again and again. Be receptive, as many as receive. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. God's not somewhere in a heaven up there or out there. The living word is inside of you. God is inside of you. And if you will take these principles, you can demonstrate the living word, which is the Christ. And so he finishes with, be still in that glorious knowledge every night, and let us transform what man calls energy crisis into an invisible transmutation that reveals the energy is God. God is energy. They are one, and that one I am. And so he gives you an exercise. He says we'll be together in this as a group. He says your love is felt here in Kauai, and be sure that it is reciprocated. We are all held together in the bonds of divine love, one eternal self, until we meet soon, probably tonight. Aloha from Kauai. And as I have mentioned before, I flew over there to meet with him and his first wife, Betty, before she passed. And they were awesome hosts. He had a little step-down den, I guess, where he made his recordings, and he had his meditation chair. And I went down there and meditated with him in the other chair. And it was awesome. And Betty, his wife, had the most deepest blue eyes you ever looked into. And when she looked at you, you could almost feel her eyes penetrating you to the Christ within your being. And so what a couple. and they took myself and my wife out to a dinner show and paid for it. And I didn't go for any of that. I went to meditate with him, and that was the highlight for me. But the dinner show was nice too, and the Hawaiian dancers and the fire swallowers and all that. Anyway, I spent a couple days with him. I went the next day, and he had to go to the post office to get his mail, and we rode together in his car. And he told me about one day when he was meditating, and he felt that light we're speaking of, the living word. He said he got in the car to go to the post office, and when he looked down, his legs were dissolving. And he said he couldn't see his legs below his thigh. And so he was a very interesting fellow to hang out with. And I had only a few questions, and it certainly wasn't about his private life. While I was there, I was going to soak up as much of the Christ as I could. And so the questions I asked were about the Christ. And so therefore, when you ask me what I know about Herb Fitch, I don't know much. But I know about the Christ that he offered. And I still feel it. Okay, listen to today's talk, 5-2, on the Mystical Series. Know that I'm with you, and I love you. Thank you.